brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, notice that the Snowden documents have brought much of the globalist takeover to a standstill. If we can force the dinosaur media to cover this, or at least the new media to cover it, this could be one of the biggest stories. Anthony was just saying this during the break, and I was like, yes, I agree with you. One of the biggest stories ever. And quite frankly, I don't care about having the biggest story ever if it's about breaking something that some Hollywood star said on my show. That is like cotton candy high. That's like a sugar high. I want big, juicy, ribeye, finest aged beef, okay, with a fully loaded baked potato here and a side of asparagus. That's what we're all about here, ladies and gentlemen. We want the real deal. That's why we're a major news source worldwide, because folks know we make mistakes every once in a while, but we break big bombshell stuff. We don't put out fake documents. We report real stuff. And even when you're trying to tell the truth all the time as a journalist, you mess up. I am an analyst and a liberty lover who rabble-rouses for freedom. I wear many hats, but I've got journalists like Anthony Gucciardi and Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson and Adan Salazar and Kit Daniels and David Knight and Leanne McAdoo and Ja'Kari Jackson and Gigi Urnetta and Rob Dew and Steve Watson and Paul's wife, who wishes to be unnamed because she's been harassed, living in the free country of England over being a part of the thing. I mean, this is serious business, ladies and gentlemen. And all the rest of the crew back there I haven't mentioned, this is the real deal. And you, the listeners, standing right beside us, not behind us, beside us. We're making history together. And we're redesigning InfoWars and Prison Planet. Prison Planet will be redesigned the next few weeks, a little bit behind, but it's coming. That's what InfoWars is going to look like. We're going to beta test on Prison Planet. We've got the studio almost done. It's just hard to work 16 hours a day and then get everything new done. Than to fight to get the funding to fund things, but you've been supporting us. It's starting to happen. And I've got to thank DrudgeReport.com. Drudge has more courage and more instinct for what's hardcore real news than Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, WorldNet Daily, all rolled up into one. Who I'm saying, you know, Glenn Beck's doing a pretty good job now. WorldNet Daily does a great job and breaks a lot of big stuff. It's just that, and Drudge helps those guys get their news out. We're all in this together. But and people say, Rush Limbaugh, what do you mean he's a good guy? Well, he's getting more hardcore talking about false flags now. We need to be ready to win and take the culture over for liberty again. Liberty's sexy. Liberty's cool. We don't have to lose and just think the globalists are all powerful. We have to act like winners. We are winners. I always knew this, Anthony, instinctively, that historically if you fight tyranny and have courage, you will turn the tide. But now I see the fruit bearing. We can kick the New World Order's butt and get a reprieve for this nation like Nineveh got. We don't have to have all this come through now. We can save another generation. What do you think?
No, we're all on the same side with this. We're all living in or near these cities where they're just tracking us 24/7, reporting the data to the police for stuff that's not even illegal, reporting the data to the DHS. I mean, we've seen things time and time again, just for one example to bring up, back when we were going to the NSA in Utah. A guy behind the counter had mentioned to us that there was some bomb threat he heard about on the plane. And we just, you know, I was concerned about it. So I said, oh, you know, I heard that guy mention there was a bomb threat.
Because they'd had a drill.
Recently. And there was also a bomb threat in Los Angeles quite a while ago in September.
And they drug him away.
Yeah. They went and they took him and they just took him away. No questions asked, just took him away.
And the guy threatened you as well just for reporting it.
Yeah. And he said, hey, if you don't give your source up, you know, we're going to take you away. You're going to be arrested too. That's a felony.
And again, it was an old man running a sandwich shop.
Old guy.
And it turned out there had been some kind of drill. He just said, hey, better ask him. Something's going on. Looked like a bomb threat. Boom, jail.
Yep.
And you said the giant marshals and folks like loved that he was panicked and crying. It was they were getting off on dragging an old man away who just did normal free speech. And that's what they're saying. You laugh at us. We're going to arrest you. They want to drag you away.
Well, yeah, it's like in Philadelphia when the average person is seen as an enemy combatant because they actually do deal with some crazy people on average, and that has diluted them to this point where they are super troopers and we are the enemy.
That's right. It came out that police now see the public under DHS as, quote, insurgents, period.
That's it. We are the enemy, and this whole system is designed to attack and track the enemy.
Stay there. I want to walk through the PDF, page one, right through it, breaking, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and StoryLeak.com. Stay with us. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
We want your soul. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your threats, your fears. Your bus, your address, your shoe size, your ears. Your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes. Your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life.
Adam Freeland, legendary DJ, bringing us in. I am your host, Alex Jones. There is a scientific technological tyranny, a technocracy in their own words, being put in that tracks everything you buy, sell, do, tracks your voice, where you walk, an entire record of it, designed to give that advanced breakaway civilization level omnipresent, almost godlike awareness to the criminal technocrats who run Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and all the other big mega banks who have the high-frequency trading that cheats the stock market. It's all just a way to absolutely screw you and your family. They write the regulations to shut down all their competition on record to where you can't operate. You go, but how will people buy their products? No. The takeover is only to make you dependent to then carry out the eugenics population program and the population reduction program to say there are all these poor people. I'm middle class. Kill the old people. Kill the poor. But then later you're going to be wiped out as well. It's all been wargamed. And what you're hearing here is deep, 20 years of research, 18 years on air, the absolute cutting edge of what's happening. Most people that work for the system are compartmentalized. They just do the job. Go watch a football game after that. Or go to the topless bar or whatever. We literally are immersed in studying the enemy operations. And they declare us, free humanity, as the enemy. Anthony Gucciardi is here with us now. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, Robert Mazur, high-level former government investigator for the DEA, who helped bring down some of the big money laundering globalist banks, is going to be joining us for about 10, 15 minutes. Larry Klayman's popping in with big breaking news and ways to impeach Obama, which there are moves now in the House to impeach, begin the impeachment proceedings on the Attorney General. And then James O'Keefe with bombshell breaking news, where the new Acorn groups that are going to run the Obamacare Navigator systems, he went in just like he did 4 years ago with Acorn and said, hey, I want to run underage prostitutes. You're going to help me? Oh, sure, we'll help you. Well, this time he went in and they admit, oh, well, we don't tell folks what really happens under Obamacare. So that breaking video and breaking info is at InfoWars.com. It's also on the ProjectVeritas.com site. It's the top link on DrudgeReport.com on the left-hand, right-hand top corner. Now, if you go down to the middle column, there's an InfoWars report on Drudge. Homeland funds installation of white boxes that can track population of entire city. Now, we've confirmed that with a leak inside the government. I won't say state or city. That's one of the two in Seattle. This is hooked into Homeland Security exclusive. Snowden-level documents reveal stealth DHS spy grid. And to calmly go through exactly what this does is Anthony Gucciardi, who helped break this report for InfoWars.com with Mikhail Phelan. And so he joins us now. Explain to people why this is so big and why it's key everyone get these reports out to everyone they know that are red linked up on InfoWars.com, because this is even bigger when you look at it. This proves it's pointed at us. The cameras point in people's houses. That's come out. This is so huge, and it shows Homeland Security rolling something out that would be the most fabulous dream of the East German Stasi.
Exactly. So just to give you a level of understanding on this, the media has absolutely been freaking out, because they've found in the mainstream reports that some of these IntelliStreet cameras in Seattle, some of these tracking systems, were not only just, you know, taking the IP and MAC addresses of the cell phone users, but tracking the last 1,000 places they had been through GPS data. And that was interesting enough, and they were freaking out about it, saying, you know, it's anti-constitutional and everything like that. But now we've found an actual contract. This is a contract signed off, authorized, everything like that, from the government, leaked from the government to us from an unknown, unnamed source. And we have found that not only do they track your information and your address, which I have it in plain writing here, but they're using these mesh mounting arm systems attached to street lamps, which you can see if you're viewing right now on Prison Planet TV. But it's basically a mega camera system that is interlocking in with this massive database that goes to not only fusion centers, but the Coast Guard, the police headquarters, the sheriff's office. I'm going to read an excerpt here about specifically what this is doing in this contract, again, for $2.6 million from the DHS using your taxpayer money. And this is going on across the nation in all cities. But this is just the one we found. It says, internet connectivity. We have a presence in the Westin building, which enables us to provide a direct fiber internet solution for the police headquarters in the Seattle Municipal Tower. This will allow nearly limitless, thorough potential for future expansion, and can be configured in minutes should more bandwidth be needed in an emergency situation. They're talking about real-time tracking of everything you are doing to the police at any given time. That means you're walking down the street, and guess what? Here's another page. This is page 12 of the PDF. It's called Network Management. It says, it also collects information about every Wi-Fi client accessing the network. And that's actually misleading, because you walk by now and it just accesses your phone. That was even in the mainstream reports. People just walking by with their cell phone and seeing this Wi-Fi service try to access it, including its MAC address, IP address, signal intensity, data rate, and traffic status. Additional features include a fault management system for issuing alarms and logging events according to a set of customizable rules, along with centralized and version-controlled remote updating of the mesh operating system software. That means, in certain cases, whenever they want, they can take absolutely anything they want from your cell phone at any time. It says, according to a set of customizable filtering rules, they're also allowed to issue alarms and log events. So you're walking by these massive tracking systems, which are also shown. They're called the Cyclone Outdoor Mesh Mounting Arm, and the system goes in there. It's the mesh network that tracks everything you're doing. They're tracking your IP address, and this. So the mainstream media was saying, are they doing it? This shows, yes, they're not only tracking that, where you are, what you can do, and anything else they want, because it's completely custom, and then they're sending it to a fusion center, a police headquarters, the King County Sheriff's Office is just going everywhere.
And then to the feds, because that's who controls
that. That is the fusion center.
And let me just add one point to this, Anthony. The media, only one newspaper reported this and one TV station the last 2 days. We reported it. Then once we reported it and once we broke it down, Drudge picked it up, so it's gone nationwide, but they are like halfway denying it out there. Now this confirms it's pointed at everybody, it's tracking everything you do, it's grabbing your data, just like the Google cars did illegally. That's the reason. This is definitely illegal, just like the NSA spying. This goes right back to the NSA. The feds paid for this. This is the new physical NSA grid on the ground. This is huge. When this came out, they were trying this in England. 5 years ago, they had to remove it. There were parliament investigations, resignations in England that is the king of this. So let's see if this becomes a big deal.
No, that's
the thing. If the media attacks us and says, how dare you not like this?
No, let's see what the media says to this. Let's see what the government has to say about this. I mean, if they completely ignore this, it'll blow my mind. I mean, they were reporting on the tracking of your locations, acting like, you know, it was some big thing. In comparison, that's a sea turtle. Now we're looking at the megalodon. I mean, this is a 1 billion-pound gorilla. This is a complete assimilation of all your data into private databases that only the government can access. Everything you're doing, your last 1,000 locations. I mean, this is worse in many ways because the NSA is coming in, and they're also tracking what you're doing. Now we're having citywide tracking. I mean, there's so many private databases that are going into this.
And look at the Austin police chief who is fed on record. I mean, absolutely with Obama, turning your guns the whole nine yards. He's come in just like Boston and New York did first and said, we want the businesses to wire in with your microphones and cameras into us, and insurance companies are saying they'll give you discounts. Now they're trying in New York and other areas to make you do it. So, again, nothing against cameras if you have them yourself. The point is they're going to make you opt into their grid. Again, this is unbelievable.
But it actually goes beyond cameras, though. They don't even need those anymore. They use smart trash cans in Las Vegas to track everything you've done on your cell phone. And this is saying that they could basically track.
That's right. They have new manhole covers going in New York that actually are actually wireless grids, and they're tracking everything. And then all the RFID in your products, that's being scanned now in Miami, in London, is coming to Austin. They scan all the RFID and then give you taxes on what you threw away.
It's all for predictable programming as well. If they can know the last 1,000 locations of 95% of the population, they can predict what they're doing.
And then they make you pay in all the products for the RFID chips that are in them.
Exactly.
And all the new pills are going to come out with chips in them.
And the cell phones, you also have to pay for the tracking software and technology that's embedded in those. But what's interesting is, you know, we've always seen the mainstream reports on this. We've always heard, you know, yeah, they're doing it, but we've never actually seen outside of a Snowden leak the government say, yeah, we're doing this. We're tracking everything you do with these massive new cameras that don't even.
And again, they told the local TV station and stuff, oh, it's just for police to communicate. They lied.
They lied.
So it's illegal. They lied. This is a huge story. Is America a dead frog? They'll just sit there in the boiling water and take it? Or are we going to get upset about this?
That's the real question. Are all the listeners right now going to share this article, get the word out, demand their local news cover it, demand that CNN cover this? Or are we just going to sit there and say, yeah, you can track us? They lie on record and say it was not a big deal. When here it says, yes, it's to track every single thing you do, your IP address, MAC address, signal intensity, data rate, traffic, everything. And it's customizable to even do it.
And then, of course, it does double as a police high-def video, audio,
of course,
communication grid. And you know they can broadcast off these now. That's in all the new patents and all the new iPhones and Androids. A kill switch to turn off your phone so you can't videotape.
And it even just says internet here. This is so broad spectrum. Internet. And then it says wireless mesh. It's all connected. City backbone, it says. So all the cameras are feeding into this. And you can bet, I would bet $1 million, every major city has this.
Oh, no, it's already gone in Austin.
Yeah, exactly. But this is the
But I've already gone out and done reports that there's the spy grid picking up all your traffic. And then you go back, you talk to the police. They're so into the fact that they only know. It doesn't matter if it's criminal. Well, we're the good guys. It's for your own good. Pure bull. It's for the narcotics trafficking, child kidnapping, murdering globalists. I want to come back and finish up with this bombshell. And we've got a special guest popping in. But we need to point out in the article those points that they've lied. And this is...
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot can land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code Liberty to receive a 15% discount at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
There's a new survey out of journalists, and it found that the NSA cows them into silence. And they try to cow cartoonists that criticize them from criticizing them by shutting them down. These are authoritarian bully criminals. Historically, the state getting big and out of control is the number one threat. It's happened to us. We got cancer. And the cancer is growing, going, no, no, I'm here to help you, neighbor. I'm here to help you, friend.
What's wrong? What's wrong?
Here's the articles up at InfoWars.com. Former NSA head argues government secrecy is the same as personal privacy. Survey NSA Stasi state cows journalists into self-censorship. Then we've got Selena Gomez putting out videos where it's great and sexy to be groped by the TSA. Gee, wonder if that was paid for. I mean, just look how we're immersed in propaganda. The big exclusive, Snowden-level documents reveal stealth DHS spy grid. I would add on the streets of America, or on the street. I mean, this is unbelievable. We can't come up with headlines bad enough is the problem. House voted to get banksters back in derivatives business. Yeah, got to accelerate that fraud. DHS funds installation of white boxes that can track population of entire city. That's the part one that Gucciardi's article, along with Thalen, is part two. And we'll continue to track this. Anthony's going to be on the nightly news tonight. We should probably shoot right at the end of the show an emergency boil down to the latest on this. Just so it's in a couple minute report for folks separately to go in this article. But the only place this story is getting out is InfoWars.com. DrudgeReport.com is linked to our story. God bless the great folks over there that want to live in a free society. How dare them? It's very extreme. I do not want giant spy grids stealing all your data off your phone. It's so incredible. But Anthony Gucciardi, other points that need to be made about the magnitude of this. Because remember, they've lied and said, oh, it's just a police communication system. And then we have a 100-page document with everything it's doing.
That is how we defeat them. The fact they lied about it is we can just...
Because it's illegal. They have to lie.
We can eviscerate that. Yeah, they have to lie about it. This just reminds me, though. I mean, this is just deep in layers here. We're already living in a constitution-free zone, as admitted by the DHS. They declared in 2011, anyone within 100 miles of the border, which includes the ocean, doesn't have a Fourth Amendment. And they can take out your laptop or anything with no reason, no search warrant, and they can throw you in jail if they find anything. And the ACLU tried to sue over that, and they said, okay, we'll review it. And then years later, they said the DHS reviewed itself and said that it's okay because it's on the border. So already, if you live in places like Houston or L.A., you don't have a Fourth Amendment.
I know. You get within 100 miles of the Texas border, they just let the illegals come right by in front of you, and the Border Patrol writes people tickets drinking beer at their campsite.
No, but by definition.
Literally. I mean, if they see Americans, Hispanic, black, white, no matter, they run over and go, up against the thing. Oh, got beer in here. I'm writing you a ticket. There's illegals just walking by you. Got it on video. And they're just like, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Wired covered it. By definition, 100 miles from the border is a constitution-free zone. That is law. That is federal law under the DHS. Now you have this. They have a global, a domestic. How this works is they have the constitution-free zones along the border, which is mostly every major city. 200 is something, you know, 100.
Every time I drive one of these checkpoints, it's 100 miles in. They want to search my vehicle.
And they can. Legally, the DHS, federally, you know, not legally, actually, under the Constitution, but under their own law, they can search you without a warrant or any suspicion whatsoever.
To make sure you're not shipping in drugs that that they're supposed to get a cut of.
Oh, you're giving them justification. They have no justification. They just say, we can do it. They don't even have a reason, and they review themselves. And then now we have the NSA, of course. They're coming in, watching everything that we do on a federal level. But this is the crux of it here. If we can defeat this, we might be able to defeat the whole system. They're now saying time is of the essence in this document. The city has an immediate need to implement this system and software equipment for the management and operation of the city, as in tracking of the whole city. Therefore, time is of the essence in all matters relating to this contract. They are desperate. They need to get this in before we defeat them. And they are
before they implode the economy.
Of course.
And pose as saviors.
And then when we go out and we riot, they can have all this stuff in place.
They're getting their Cloward and Piven ready.
Yeah, exactly. But this is a whole new level because it's citywide. It's not even a state level. They're doing it so they have these separate layers of tracking that we just have to bust through all of them. They have the federal.
Well, that's why they admit they're putting highway dividers where there's 100 yards between the highway. They're putting them admitting to control flow so you can't escape. They're building a prison around us and literally locking and loading and strutting around, bugging their eyes out. The government is a criminal group.
It's a contingency plan. Because if the federal level fails, then they have the state level. And if the state level fails, they have the city level.
And if that fails, they've got Google barges.
Exactly.
And Google satellites.
The global level. So they have so many levels to this that they expect us to be able to defeat some of them.
And then they have InfraGuard level with the corporations at the heart running the whole thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
With license to kill.
Everyone now.
They have corporate heads license to kill. Just ready with weapons.
We are the enemy.
They have cells everywhere. This is a total foreign takeover. These people are the traitors, they are the enemy, ladies and gentlemen, and they will stage terror attacks and blame it on us. You can guarantee that. That's their number one program they've got left, and we're here exposing it. Thank you, Anthony Gucciardi. The stories are at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiasts, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I hear the sound of the fire at the prison gate. Are the liberators here? Do I hope or do I fear? For my father and my brother, it's too late. But I must help my mother stand up.
Well, Robert Mazur is our guest for the next 10-15 minutes. Then I'm going to get into all the other news I haven't covered yet. And he was a federal agent for 27 years during 5 years of his law enforcement career. He was a long-term undercover agent operating in deep cover within the underworld as a high-level money launderer for senior members of the Colombia drug cartels. Well, that's a dangerous job. And it goes on, he not only dealt directly with cartel leaders, but also functioned as their conduit to corrupt international bankers around the world. Is there any other kind of international banker? He is a court certified in both U.S. and Canada as an expert in money laundering. Mr. Mazur has been a significant contributor to news media outlets, New York Times, PBS, ABC, and others. He's got a book out breaking down what really happened with the drug cartels, and he's one of the guys really credited with bringing down some of the biggest cartels and big banks that were laundering money. And the new book is The Infiltrator, and he joins us. Thanks for coming on, Robert.
No, thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
Well, you've got the floor. Tell folks about your experience with the book covers, but currently we see a lot of the big banks caught laundering drug money, and they don't even get in trouble, or they get a tiny fine.
Yeah, you know, it's terribly unfortunate that the Department of Justice has taken the position that they're going to just slap the hands of international banks that are very, very aggressively involved in laundering criminal proceeds. There's plenty of examples, but we'll take the most recent one, which is HSBC, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation. Sounds like a faraway bank, but it's not. Second largest bank in the world, based in the UK, but they had 400-plus branches in the United States. They profess to be the world's bank. They are. And they also had quite a banking, and do have quite a banking network in Mexico. And between the New York and the Mexican offices of HSBC, by their own admission, they committed a criminal offense in connection with their movement of nearly $1 billion in drug proceeds for the Sinaloa cartel and the Norte de Valle cartel. Those are the largest in Mexico and in Colombia. And they also admitted that they intentionally altered records and gave people information about how they could go about avoiding the economic sanctions that were imposed upon Iran and help them to conduct business to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, those are just a few of the offenses that were admitted to by them. Your listeners can go to a Senate subcommittee report. I think it's the best piece of information about just what HSBC did, and it's very similar to what many other banks, unfortunately, have done. And it's a subcommittee that's led by Senator Levin out of Michigan. So if you just Google Senator Levin HSBC subcommittee report, you'll get it. The first 25, 30 pages is the executive summary. And if that doesn't make you sick by reading that, you can go on and read similar reports about banks like Wachovia, UBS, Credit Suisse, Ing, Standard Charter, many. I can go on and on about the different banks that have admitted criminal conduct, and yet they've had their hands slapped by our Department of Justice, claiming that there are loopholes in the law that made it impossible for them to focus a criminal charge on an individual bank officer, not just at HSBC, but many of these other banks. Nothing could be further from the truth. The Money Laundering Control Act, which was enacted in 1986, has been a very, very effective tool for law enforcement to go after people who are involved in money laundering. What they don't do that they should be doing is something that has been the subject of articles that I've written that have been published in the New York Times and in other media outlets. Why we don't do these things is something that I'm glad to see. Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts has taken a lot of interest in. Another thing well worth your listeners doing if they want to get the latest information about this type of conduct within the international banking world is to go Google Elizabeth Warren HSBC YouTube. And there are four or five different YouTube clips that are out there about her grilling the leaders of the regulatory and law enforcement agencies about just why they decided to hand slap these major banks, the Wall Street banks, and not prosecute any of the individuals at the banks. It's a startling thing to see her so effectively attacking them about, for example, asking them point blank, tell me the last time you've taken the biggest banks on Wall Street all the way to trial. They all looked at each other and nobody could offer an answer because they haven't. And I thought another great question she asked was, in your opinion, how many billions of dollars do you have to launder for drug lords before somebody says we're shutting you down?
Sure.
Apparently $881 million isn't enough.
Sure.
So the line is somewhere else further down the road. And I think one thing that should make this ring to all citizens is her point that if you're caught with an ounce of cocaine, the chances are you're going to go to jail. And if it happens repeatedly, you may go to jail for the rest of your life. But evidently, if you launder nearly $1 billion for drug cartels and violate our international sanctions, your company pays a fine and you go home and sleep in your own bed at night. And it's just not right.
Robert Mazur is our guest, and of course, he is a best-selling author. The new book is The Infiltrator, the-infiltrator.com. I mean, I know that they had hearings back in the 90s about the CIA and drug trafficking. I know Bloomberg reported a few years ago about $378 billion, not all of it drug money, but money they ran through and didn't look at on purpose, and they got like a $100 million fine, a tiny fraction That'd be like if I robbed a bank for $1 million and paid $3,000 fine for it. Most people would start robbing banks. And the issue here is, you look at Mexico destroyed by the drug war. I don't like drugs. I don't like the whole culture. But my issue is, the drug war cannot be won because, like prohibition with alcohol, that tripled the amount of alcohol, funded the mafia, corrupted the police. My issue, though, is we get rid of the drug war now. There's such a giant criminal network. What is it going to move on to? Kidnapping? Because we've seen that happen in Mexico. I mean, we, it seems like, have set something in motion here, and also American drug users have helped, that is going to collapse the country in the end. What's your take on the whole state of the drug war and just how these banks are above the law?
Well, first, in some of the comments that you made there, yes, I think that one of the things that this country needs to do is to take a very serious look in the mirror and admit something that I refused to admit when I was a law enforcement officer. I heard it all the time from a lot of Colombian traffickers, and their comment was, you know, we wouldn't be bringing this stuff here if you guys weren't, if your citizens weren't demanding it. If there's no demand, there'll be no supply. And that's the truth. The other thing that you made mention of is, you know, we're not going to win the war on the supply side alone. And there's no doubt in my mind that I concur with that. We have Colombian cartels, and people begin to think that, well, the Colombian cartels got under control and now we get this problem in Mexico. That's not true. The fact is that the cocaine that's fed to the Mexican cartels comes from the Colombian, Peruvian, and the Bolivian cartels, the Colombian cartels being at the head of the list. They have resources that are just unbelievable. Coming out of the Buenaventura area, there's been documented in law enforcement reports roughly 60-some semi-submersible submarines,
wow,
each of which can transport 20,000 pounds of goods, as illegal goods, and has a four-man crew, can stay semi-submersible for four or five days. They come in and feed the large shipments of drugs into Central America, where nations are being as corrupted by the Mexican cartels as any. We have the same kind of problem going on through the European routes, where the nations of West Africa have been corrupted, the leadership there, to work with the cartels to take drugs up into the European area where that market is. And the scary thing about all of that is well documented, something your listeners should look at. A case, last name Juma, J-O-U-M-A-A. So just Google Juma and drug trafficking, and you'll come up with a copy of an indictment and charts. Clearly shows, and there's been several other cases before it that show the same thing, a very, very close working relationship between the Mexican cartels, the Colombian cartels, and Hezbollah. This has become a funding mechanism for Hezbollah. And they are going to be involved in it as long as it exists, because it's a very easy way for them to generate.
Sure, sure. Robert Mazur is our guest, best-selling author, former DEA agent, 27 years, 5 years infiltrating at the highest levels. Briefly, because I know you've got to go in a minute, what do you make of Army soldiers being caught reportedly running hit teams on both sides of the border? I mean, here's what I'm getting at. You've got the NSA, and the DEA, as you know, is tied into the NSA stuff that's come out. They know if you're talking on the telephone about buying a bag of marijuana or whatever, I mean, it gets picked up by the data snips. So all this is happening. And then meanwhile, I've gone on like trips before with my TV crew where I'm taking like six people for a week somewhere. And I'll go to the bank to get $5,000 in case our credit cards sometimes get turned off and we're out of the country or something for a security alert. I need $5,000. The bank acts like I'm some kind of criminal. Ask me, you know, all this stuff's going on with Know Your Customer, and they know what's going on, everything with me, but they don't know what's going on with $500 billion a year. It's pure bull. The big banks run the policy. They've set it up where they're above the law, and so, and as you have exposed, so what do we do about that?
Well, one of the things that really bothers me, and I'm not suggesting that somebody's lining their pockets here, but I am suggesting that there's a clear appearance of an apparent conflict of interest by the decisions that have been made at the Department of Justice with regard to how these big banks have had their hands slapped. If you look at the two people principally involved in making this decision in HSBC and in other similar cases, they are Lanny Brewer, who is the chief of the criminal division, and Eric Holder, his immediate boss, who's the attorney general. Now, both of those guys were partners together in a law firm called Covington & Burling before they came to the Department of Justice. why we wouldn't have enough common sense. Because it's so difficult for our public now to have faith in our government, we need to make sure we go out of our way not to be involved in anything that would even look like a conflict of interest. Yet, they orchestrate these decisions, and PBS did a wonderful job. Your listeners should Google Untouchables. It's a documentary that was done this year relative to the hands-off policy of our Department of Justice on the Wall Street banks. And they had Lanny Brewer on the hot seat, who was unable to logically answer a lot of their questions. Shortly after that, he resigned this year.
Well, what about an impeachment of the head of the Justice Department for Fast and Furious? The word is in Forbes and other places is the House is moving to impeach the Attorney General. And I think clearly for seeing that big banks, you know, are under different rules than the average person on the street. I mean, if I was caught laundering $100,000, I'd go to jail for probably a decade or something. They're laundering billions and don't get in trouble. I mean, what do you say about the Attorney General? I know it's scary to stand up to somebody like that, but you have a lot of courage, Mr. Mazur. I mean, should he be? Should they have impeachment investigations just for the protecting the banks alone?
Well, I think that there needs to be some hearings about why certain things happen. I was just telling you about Lanny Brewer. He resigned, but you know what he did? According to a New York Times article, he went back to Covington and Burling, and now he gets a salary, according to the New York Times article, of roughly $4 million a year. Now, if that had happened in Mexico, there would be people in this country that would be claiming that this was a clear sign of corruption. I'm not saying, again, that it's corruption, but it's certainly very, very poor judgment about a conflict.
Oh, come on, absolutely. It's a revolving door, and then he'll be back in another administration. It just goes on and on and on. Look, I understand that the drug culture is degenerate, the whole thing's bad, and I made the point about if you get rid of the drug war, then it's going to spread to kidnapping and stuff now, but that's kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. Justice be done by the heavens fall. I don't mean decriminalize hard drugs, but they're pushing prescription stuff just as bad or worse on kids. What about a decriminalization? Wouldn't that make all these drug cartels and banks, you know, the fact that they're really drug dealers, rise up like a cold sore?
Well, I'd have a hard time supporting the idea of methamphetamine, crack cocaine, some of the hard drugs being legalized. You know, we've got a conflict just on the cannabis issue that really needs to be resolved. The Drug Enforcement Administration and the federal government, the Department of Justice, says that marijuana is a Schedule I drug, meaning that it is hallucinogenic, it's highly addictive, and it has no medical purpose. Yet, there are 20 states, plus the District of Columbia, that have now adopted medical marijuana laws. And there are three states that have adopted personal use of marijuana.
Do you support that?
Being legal. Well, you know, I support this. I mean, I'm not sure which side is right, but I can tell you this. We can't talk out of both sides of our mouth and put our head in the sand like ostriches. The federal government can't say it's illegal and the states say that it is legal. Let's get it resolved. If the majority of the people want it to be legal, then I guess, you know, that's something that we should seriously
consider. But I mean, here's my issue. You decriminalize it just like alcohol. It's easier to get crack cocaine on a Sunday here in Austin, Texas. I see the crack dealers all over East Austin than it is for me to get a bottle of Jack Daniels. And, I mean, that's all I'm saying is that you decriminalize it, takes a lot of the money out of it. Listen, Robert Mazur, thank you so much for coming on. I hope we can get you back on in the future, and I intend on reading your book, the-infiltrator.com, is where you can find it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Look, you know, that guy comes from the inside establishment, and he is a pretty big whistleblower over the years exposing corruption. So he has courage. I'm not knocking him, but come on. I mean, you got to decriminalize this stuff. It's wrecked Mexico. It's wrecking our country. And I don't use any of the illegal drugs, okay, any of them. I hardly even drink anymore because I want to lose weight. But it is just fantastical that it's easier for me to go buy a six-pack of beer on a Tuesday afternoon, but on a Sunday it's easy to go buy hard drugs if I wanted to because the liquor stores are closed. I mean, there is so much money in this, it's only going to get worse. And then you got big pharma pushing stuff that the molecules are even worse. You just look at them side by side and what they do to the brain than the illegal stuff. It's really a mess. And then meanwhile, the government's trying to block us getting high-quality supplements. You know, I looked up a case the other day where the FDA told somebody they couldn't, I think it was Nestle, they couldn't sell bottled water and say it hydrates you. I mean, they can have drugs on TV that'll kill you dead in a hammer and deadly flu shots. That's okay, but you can't say water hydrates you. It's amazing. Speaking of that, ladies and gentlemen, we have what I absolutely have been blown away by. I did deep research on the thyroid, on health, with medical doctors, scientists, nutritionists, you name it, and found the one form of truly atomic nascent iodine. A lot of the other competitors taste like rocket fuel, and we are having it tested right now. It's not even nascent iodine, folks. This is real nascent iodine, and it's pure. It's not bonded. So it's unlike anything I've ever tried or been around, and it's just it's what it's done for my mind personally. You've seen the rave reviews out there. Survival Shield, available from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We have more of it in stock. We are the only people that have this worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. True nascent iodine and a glycerin base with a proprietary system to develop it. And just take the challenge. Get it? And I think you'll be blown away. Regardless, you'll be funding the operation. So it's a win-win in helping us expand our InfoWar fearlessly in the face of the globalist. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nano-silver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nano-silver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nano-silver nasal sprays, our nano-silver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nano-silver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lung system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got two guests coming up now. I'd like to get to calls, but there's just been so much breaking news. And we've got two other guests joining us. Larry Klayman going to pop in for about 10 minutes to talk about moves to get impeachment of Obama, at least the attorney general, going. He's coordinating that with WorldNet Daily and others. Very exciting. You got to repudiate this. And then James O'Keefe has dropped mega bombshell, just like when they blew up politically. So that's the info war. It's better to blow things up politically. The globalists want to get a physical fight going because they don't have the moral high ground. They want to try to win it like a thug would win it. We're going to win it with the truth and justice. He went into one of these ACORN-type groups, the Navigator groups, and they just admitted amazing things. That video is now out today. It's up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It's the top story still. Make sure it's the top story still at DrudgeReport.com, up in the right-hand corner. Yeah, there it is. Video shock. O'Keefe reveals Obamacare corruption. The Navigators. And they're in there saying, yeah, we lie to people. I mean, it's amazing. Last time he went into ACORN, and this is that kind of groups, yeah, I want to run child sex slaves. I'm like, all right, yeah. I mean, you know, let's go to the next office. Same deal. It's so gangster, man. And people nowadays think being thuggish and corrupt is like so sexy. It's like, all I want to be around is people that are good and do what they say. You can turn your back on them. It's the best feeling in the world. But I'm just learning how many people are rat-like. I finally have got a pretty good crew around me of great folks. And we're getting better, and I'm getting better, too. But I tell you, it is creepy. It is absolutely creepy how rat-like people are. And, man, it's just, you see it, and it's like, wow. Because they don't know how to have a real economy, I guess. Everybody just thinks if you get something, it's got to be hoodwinked out of somebody. Oh, very, very frustrating. Some of the other news up on Infowars.com. Obviously, Clinton has come out and said, honor thy commitment. Just to act like the Democrats don't like what's happening. You know, protect the criminal franchise, and like Obama did it. See, first Sebelius fell on her sword but stayed in office, and she'll get some $10 million a year job, you know, ripping everybody off. And then Obama, they'll rehabilitate him later, like, do what you said. See, they already got caught lying, already got caught saying they didn't lie. So now it's, listen here, you know, I'm a paragon of honor, never lying. That's why they call me Pinocchio. Yeah, I didn't have sex with that lady. I didn't give missile secrets to the communist Chinese either. But I tell you, I do like specialty cigars, a special type. And I am a little different than the Republicans. I like to rape women. I like to punch them in the face and bite them and break their noses and stuff. I settle lawsuits about that. That's why all the feminists like me. They like getting punched in the face and their noses getting broken. I like to use a lot of cocaine. You know what my brother said? My brother said about me that I got a nose like a vacuum cleaner. That's why I've had all these heart attacks and look like a zombie. I'm a total drug addict, but I'm still a sex addict as well. I'm so honorable. I'm the first black president, Obama. You're the second black president. And it's racist if you don't rip everybody off. I mean, be nice to them. I'm so trendy right now. But I love you. Turn your guns in. Care about the kids. By the way, I forgot to plug earlier. We have ProPure, the best gravity-fed stainless steel filters at the lowest price. It's how we also under operation. I've done 50% off before, but not 20. We're doing 20 with promo code WATER20. I don't know how long this is going to last. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's no excuse not to get it now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family.
It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.